Hi, I'm Margaret Feinberg, and this is The Joycast. Thousands of you have been going through James, What You Do Matters, the Bible study. And this season of The Joycast is designed to give you encouraging devotionals along the way. And today is one of my favorites, and it's based in James 3, 17 through 18. It says, "But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peacemaking, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness." Whew. Over the last few years, whenever I've gone to vent to Leif over a particular interaction or situation, maybe with someone, he has always given me the same response. That person was giving you their best. Now, maybe for you, like me, those words sound a little strange. But in Leif's deep study as a life coach and with a personality tool known as the Berkman, he's learned that most people are trying to give us their best, even when it doesn't feel like it. Sometimes a person is wired so differently from us, we may see their words, responses, or even their actions as belligerent or undermining. But often, if we'll take the time to see things from their perspective, we will realize that they don't have any ill will. Often, they are giving us their best, the very best that they could give us in that moment at that time. That one reminder, that person was giving you their best, has challenged me to view others with more compassion, grace, and love. Of course, we all have bad days. But even in those moments when we're struggling to just get through the day, we're still trying to do our best at it. That piece of wisdom has equipped me to look for the best in others and search for good intent instead of malintent. It's helped me experience more peace in my relationships. James contrasts the earthly, unspiritual, dark wisdom with the kind of wisdom that comes from God. First and foremost, wisdom from God is pure and holy. It has nothing to do with the world's wisdom. Next, he provides a mini catalog of the characteristics of wisdom that come from above. It's peace-loving, it's considerate, it's submissive, it's full of mercy, it's full of good fruit, it's impartial. It's sincere. In the Greek, the first four and the last three are each written with their own alliteration. Notice that these speak of how we treat others. These eight qualities are describing true wisdom, and they are the natural byproducts of a life lived with Christ, the source of all wisdom. Lists pure. The wise live in such a way that their conscience is clear and they have nothing to hide. They're peace-loving. The wise live in such a way that they seek harmony and reconciliation whenever possible. They're considerate. The wise live in such a way that they look for the best in others and look for every opportunity to help others. They're submissive. The wise live in such a way that they are teachable. They're able to receive feedback and capable of making changes in their lives. They're full of mercy. The wise live in such a way that they extend compassion to others, even when it's not easy. The wise, they're full of good fruits. They live in such a way that the work of Christ within them can be seen in the ways that they act, react, and respond. They're also impartial. The wise live in such a way that they don't practice partiality or favoritism, which James also warns us about. And they're sincere. The wise live in such a way that they don't have to pretend or be something they're not. James adds, "Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness." That last encouragement reminds us of the words of Christ in Matthew 5, 9 on the Sermon on the Mount. "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." When we receive and walk in the wisdom of God, We will live in a way that brings the deep, complete peace or shalom of God everywhere we go. And we will reap the righteousness that pleases God. Man, that is one beautiful portrait of a beautiful life. Yet none of this can be done in a vacuum or on a deserted island. This is meant to be lived out in community. Among those who sometimes rub us the wrong way, who provoke us through their actions, who tempt us to respond in a less than becoming way. It's in these rough and tumble situations that we are called as peacemakers, which means giving people the benefit of the doubt, extending grace, and for me, remembering the words of Leif, that person was giving you their best. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode of the Joycast, and I'll see you next time.